I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and welcome to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus, visiting the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, looking at a show called Amplified Moments, 1993 to 2008. The artist's name is Shouzhou She, and it's a powerful show.
I think it was a remarkable show. I hope everybody gets out there as soon as they've paid their dues to KLCC, of course.
Of course.
His major topic is books, especially, well, just images of books, Western books.
Newspapers. Printed matter.
Chinese string books, often layered almost geologically.
Right.
Speaking to the fact that we store these really valuable objects, but nobody ever really visits them.
It's a strong show, and I've been kind of wondering where the political commentary is here the last few times, and this is certainly it. But it's on the subtle side. It's strong imagery. The images are physically large, so you walk up to them, and it's like you're walking right into it. Some of the more powerful ones are just images of, he works from photographs, but this image is of a bunch of men, literally, sitting around this huge table making, and you just kind of know they're making huge decisions about changing
the
world order.
Exactly.
Right. But it's in black and white. It's not real detailed. It's not naturalistic. Mm-hmm. But it's symbolic, and it's very strong.
I was attracted to these really huge panels, which are a combination of photorealism, I mean, just this extremely good technique on maybe some books, and the rest of the canvas will go up into these wonderful shades of gray and abstraction.
One of the more powerful ones is called Order, the Red Guard, and it was done in 1999. And it's an installation, hard to describe. But the gist of it is on paper that spills out onto the floor is a painting or photographic realistic painting of a library shelf. And then as you get lower to the floor, the books have been tumbled out onto the floor and then they spill out onto the floor. And overlaying that are red squares.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably symbolic of the Red Guards, of course, which is part of the title. But it's a very strong, hit-you-right-in-the-face installation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know instantly, like, oh, somebody was making some decisions here that I think as Westerners, we don't really understand it.
Mm-hmm. Besides paintings, there was also digital art. There was a film about 12 minutes long called Transience, 2011, of books being thrown into a fire in slow motion. They were gradually turning to flakes of charcoal and ember. And this film is projected against the wall of books itself, the projection. And the images, they float and they fall. Like, first of all, they look like birds, and then they look like hands, and then they look like anemones and whales. But slowly, they're consumed by fire and disappear.
Yes, we're talking about the show at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the U of O campus by Chinese artist Shouzhou She. Another strong aspect of his work is that he shows they're just stacks of newspapers folded over, and they're really fat, and you can just see little snippets of maybe some imagery, a photograph, and some headlines, and he kind of plays with this idea that that's kind of what we're fed, are snippets. We don't get the whole context. We don't get the whole story many times. We're just bombarded with these little pieces of what's going on in the world and how that can actually kind of change what you think's going on.
A lot of those images are of deteriorating book, which I think is our metaphor for our historical memory. You know,
right.
The newspapers every day stack up week after week, month after month. You know, all you see are these flashes of headlines and they deteriorate. And our historical memory is the same. Tiananmen Square, 1989, you know, who can remember it?
Right, right. And I think one of the strongest painting is, as you enter the big room, it's an ancient book, and it literally, the pages are fraying, and that imagery is in that movie. At the first, you can see the books being tossed up. You can actually read what they are. You can see them. But by the end of the movie, there's nothing left.
That's right.
It's a very strong
It's worth noting that the book titles are Kant, Freud, Marx, mm-hmm. Engels. They're all white guys. I have to just throw in that his father had to destroy books during the Cultural Revolution. So it's also about regression and power of the free press very much. He witnessed that. And he has another little video of New Yorkers reading the New York Times as a symbol of, we are free now to have a wonderful press like KLCC, for example.
Well, KLCC is a great example of a politically free press, but it does take some money to make it roll. So I encourage all you Viz City listeners to give us a call and make a pledge.
Dig deep, folks. There's no place else in Lane County that brings you arts coverage or has nearly as much fun as Terry and I do bringing it to you.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.